1 foot and 2 foot.
Okay. And this bone right here that's real sensitive is?
The shin bone.
Okay. And say if you got down in this position, you'd say
you squatted down.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
No, I think so.
You ever heard of hunker?
Well, I hunker down. I think you'd be on it. No, you wouldn't be on your knees, but you'd be some way, wouldn't you?
Would you have your knees drawn in towards your chest more like that? Or?
I don't know.
It's just a little different from squatting down.
So. Yes, yes it is.
Okay. Do you kind of have a name for this part of your leg? Do you ever call that the hunkers?
I call it the back of my leg.
Okay. And, say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
sick.
Or anything else you might
say?
He
looks bad. Looks okay. Pale.
And, say, a person who is in real good shape and can lift heavy weights and so forth, you'd say he's
a champion.
Or he's very...
very strong.
Okay. Any other word you might use besides strong?
I don't know. Of course I know what it is, but maybe I don't think of it.
Do you ever use the word stout?
Yeah, yes, he's stout. I've heard it.
What does stout mean?
I guess it means as big as you are.
Huh?
I guess it means he's bigger than you are yourself.
You mean it's someone who's stout, sort of a heavy built person? Does stout mean the same thing as strong to you?
Well, it really does.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was going bad?
No. Going strong.
Okay. And say if someone was real easy to get along with and was always smiling and so forth, you'd say that he's
got a friendly way.
Okay. What else might you say about him?
Well, he's got a good disposition.
Okay. And do you ever say something like good natured or pleasant or kind?
Well, all that goes together, pleasant and good natured, it's all the same thing.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about an animal, say a horse?
Yeah, a gentle horse and one that's wild.
Mm-hmm. And someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs, you'd say that he's...
skinny.
And he's always just stumbling over things and dropping things.
Careless.
Okay, anything else? Say if he's always dropping things and breaking them.
Well, I'm still careless.
Okay. Would you say something like gawky or gangling or clumsy?
Well, sometimes you do say he's gawky or he's clumsy.
What does gawky mean?
I don't know. Maybe you do.
Do you use that word much?
No.
Do you use clumsy?
I use it sometimes on myself when I drop everything.
Okay. And a person that just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you might say he's just a plain
idiot.
Would you ever use the word fool?
Yeah, he's a fool. I've heard people use it.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever use that word yourself?
Not too much.
Say,